Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Mark Zuckerberg on Why We Should Support the Dreamers by Mark Zuckerberg. A few years ago, I taught a class on entrepreneurship at a local middle school. I quickly realized that some of my best students, ones with the motivation and talent to build great businesses, weren't even sure they'd be able to go to college. They were undocumented immigrants, brought here as children. You know them as dreamers. I've gotten to know other dreamers over the years and have always been inspired by their strength, sense of purpose, and optimism. They have a special love for the United States because they can't take living here for granted. Take Jiriyut Nu Lativanskorn. Born in Bangkok, he came to the U.S. with his parents when he was 9, eventually becoming the first undocumented medical student to attend UC San Francisco. He helped set up Pre-Health Dreamers, a network to support and mentor undocumented students in health and the sciences. When he graduates, he plans to practice in underserved urban communities. Over the next 25 years, dreamers like Nu could have a big impact on the world. People like them already have. Almost half of the top 500 companies in the U.S., and a lot of leading tech companies, were founded by immigrants or their children. Dreamers know the sacrifices it can take to get to a better future. But they could be denied the opportunity to participate fully in the life of our country. Once we help them reach their full potential here, in the only country most of them have ever known, they will write a large part of America's next chapter.